This spring, Florida may once again be hockey country. At least that's what fans of the recently moribund but currently resurgent Tampa Bay Lightning are hoping. From Tampa, Bobby O'Brien has our story.
It's a Saturday morning before the Tampa Bay Lightning take on Florida's other hockey team, the Panthers. Just outside the locker room, team captain Vinny LeCavalier reminisces on the Lightning's first Stanley Cup win in 2004. He was just 24.
It just seems like it was a long time ago. I mean, we're a winning team, and all of a sudden, 2 years later, we weren't in the playoffs anymore. That's what makes it kind of longer and kind of not as fun. And once you taste it, you want to taste it again, just how good it feels. I know that, Marty knows that, and you know there's a lot of guys in this locker room that want to lift that cup for the first time.
One of those waiting for that opportunity is 21-year-old Steven Stamkos, who is among the National Hockey League's top scorers. Stamkos reminds Dave Anderchuk, who was the team's captain when they last won the cup, of current captain LeCavalier. Anderchuk retired in 2006. The Lightning's new general manager, Steve Yzerman, recently named Anderchuk vice president of fans.
Hopefully, Marty St. Louis and Vinny have learned a little bit from what happened in my time here. I really think that Steve Yzerman has put a accountability on that team, and he obviously knows what it takes to make up a team that's a championship team. So it's been exciting. It really has been exciting to watch.
The biggest difference for the Lightning this year is new owner Jeff Vinnick. The hedge fund manager and minority partner of the Boston Red Sox selected Yzerman as general manager. Tampa Tribune sports reporter Eric Erlandson says that has turned the Lightning into a team players want to come to. Players like Eric Brewer, former captain of the St. Louis Blues, who waived his no-trade clause to come to Tampa. Erlandson says what makes Tampa an attractive destination is no secret.
Obviously, winning helps. You got to have a winning organization. But they see a guy like Steve Yzerman in charge. They see the turnaround on and off the ice that the franchise has made. This is a destination players want to come now. And in a recent CBC poll in conjunction with the NHL Players Association, Tampa ranked fifth among franchises that players want to play for now. And that's a huge dump because the last 2 years, not even close.
While it's day and night comparing the new and recent owners, Erlandson sees some similarities between former coach John Tortorella and current head coach Guy Bouchet, but he's aware of some differences too. Tortorella is old school, while Bouchet uses his master's degree in sports psychology.
He just has a way of being able to treat the players with respect, to get inside their heads a little bit, and you know, he uses the word activation a lot. He doesn't motivate players, he activates them, and that's a big buzzword around this team, and I think that's where some of the big differences between John Tortorella and Guy Boucher are.
In part, as a result of that heady coaching, Tampa seems well-positioned to compete for the Cup, at least according to one well-qualified observer.
They're pretty well in the playoffs. I mean, they'd have to really slump a lot. And then when you get in the playoffs, like last year, Philadelphia just got in, and they went a run right to the finals.
That's Scotty Bowman, now retired to Florida. Bowman has coached teams to 9 Stanley Cups and won more games than any other NHL coach.
You know, they play a different system now. Their coach is very innovative, and they adhere to what he wants them to do, and they all have bought into it, and so they seem to have a lot of spirit. They work very hard.
When asked any advice he'd give Boucher, Bowman smiled and said, patience. And that's exactly what was called for after the Lightning shootout loss to the last-place Panthers Saturday night. Boucher, the sometimes fiery coach who has been known to call out his team for lack of effort, felt this time the team had played hard enough to deserve the win.
There's a lot of character in that room. And it's been quite a road up to now, and the guys have so much respect for our players because they've been fighting so hard. Yeah, well, it's been 3 years that the Lightning hasn't been in the playoffs, and it's been 6 they hasn't won a series. So obviously our expectations for ourselves are certainly to get in there and win some series, but we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. We're a team that always wants to think the day that we're in the present, and the future will take care of itself. We take care of the process.
With the new owner, new GM, new coach, and new spirit, it's perhaps only appropriate that the Lightning have a new music video. Hockey Paradise, performed by Seven Williams and the Brandt Brothers.
A new day is coming, and we're on the rise.
For Only a Game, I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. Baseball players have nicknames. Catfish, the Say Hey Kid, the Sultan of SWAT. Lots of players may have been unhappy with their nicknames, but Joaquin Soria, who pitches for Kansas City, distinguished himself this week by speaking up about his dismay. The Royals closer, who saved 43 games last season, said he no longer wanted to be known as the Mexicutioner. Soria, who is from Monclova, Mexico, said he feels the nickname has a negative connotation and is particularly bad these days, given the drug gang violence in his native country. Good on Mr. Soria, say I, and from now on, as far as I'm concerned, he is Señor Sensitivo.